大家隔壁的人讲说祝你新年快乐。
So let's say Happy New Year to your neighbors.
好，今年是2017年，又是新年的第一天，也是第一个主日，所以有很多的好兆头。
So today is the first day of 2017, and it's a Sunday, so there's a many good omen.
根据林来峰时期的林书豪，我们大家认识他的说法，他特别喜欢球号这个17号的球衣，17号在他这个，所以呢，他说这个数字很特别，象征神的同在的这个美好。17号，为什么？因为一代表这个七呢，代表完全然后旁边一个一所以代表神陪伴这个意思。
So still remember Linsanity, Jeremy Lin, why he chose number 17 for his jersey? Because that means the presence, wonderful presence of the Lord. Because seven represent completeness, and one means the Lord beside him.
那有人告诉我说，中文也不错啊。有人讲一七就是一起嘛，有神跟我们在一起，这也是很好解释。
So Chinese rhymes 17 rhymes together. That's also a good meaning.
所以一七年对我们来讲是应该是期待过着一个特别蒙福的一年。
So this year should be a blessed year for us.
Yeah. 所以除了我们新年第一天，我们祝贺大家新年快乐也祝大家一年都有心想事成般的。凡事亨通，好不好？
So just a happy new year and all wishes come true.
好，我们讲凡事亨通，让我们来想一想，假如新的一年开始，我们有什么做什么事情都顺利，你买股票赚大钱，你买彩券中头奖，你开公司比马云还成功，然后呢，你投资房地产两年就翻三倍，你考试前一天，你复习的所有的都全部都考出来考满分了。你做研究一个企划案，人家别人发三年，你三个月就搞定了。哦，你身体健康，从来不生病，就算生病马上就复原了凡事都心想事成，所有接二连三的所有的好运都离到你，想挡都挡不住，这样好不好？
So, be prosperous. So you're so successful, making a killing in the stock market and hit a jackpot in the lottery.And your company is doing better than Jack Ma's Alibaba. So, so that means you're luck after luck. And you only study for one day and you get a perfect score. And your business proposal took only 3 months instead of 3 years. So nothing can stop you. You're unstoppable. Do you want that?
所以我想不要的人举手好了。
So nobody want it?
我想我们都喜欢有这样，但事实上我们知道凡事很多人人都喜欢，但事实上呢，我们知道人生常有不顺利的事情，我们每一个人都会经历一些困苦、艰难、逆境、挫折等等。
But in reality, we all have suffering, frustration, and adversity.
世界上根本没有人可以永远百病不侵，可以彻底远离灾祸，凡事逢凶化吉，每天过着心想事成、快乐无比的这种神话故事。
So everybody gets sick, everybody has adversity. So only happily ever after is a fairy tale.
在实际生活当中，我们每一个人都必须要来面对生老病死的残忍事实。不管你的性别、年龄或身份地位，没有一个人可以逃避的。
So we all face life, death, sickness.And nobody can avoid that, regardless your age, sex, or social status.
那这样就很奇怪了。我们刚才讲到，我们希望凡事亨通。我们今天的信息也是要讲凡事亨通。那又说人生充满苦难艰难挑战、逆境失意等等。那没有人可以逃避。这是否之间当中有冲突矛盾呢
？So it's kind of strange. I was talking about be prosperous in everything, then.I also talk about life full of sadness, difficulty, and challenge. Nobody can avoid. Is that contradictory?
是不是说我们人生充满这个有时候不如意不如意，或者是我们会经历，有时候也会经历祝福，所以都混杂在一起，是不是这样子？
So sometimes you get lucky, and then so that means frustration and blessing mixed together.
如果这样严格说来，我们说亨通也只能说。偶尔亨通暂时亨通，就不能说凡事亨通了，是不是
？So that prosperity means occasional prosperity or temporal prosperity is not prosperity in everything.
所以我们的问题是说，我们到底能不能凡事亨通呢？ 难道凡事亨通只是一个遥不可及的梦想，不切实际的空话，或心理安慰的一种假象而已呢？
So can we really achieve prosperity in everything, or just unreachable dreams, empty promises, or mirage for self-comfort?
根据我们今天所读的经文，其实世人是可以凡事亨通的。
But according to our verses, actually we can achieve prosperity in everything.
在中文圣经，亨通这个词主要在旧约出现了38次。
Prosperity mainly appeared in the Old Testament at least 38 times.
那既然亨通是可能的，那只是重点在于我们要对凡事亨通有一个正确的认识。
So prosperity is impossible. It's about the proper acknowledgement.
其次呢，也是最重要的是，我们要如何让自己也去经历这种凡事亨通。
And also important for us to experience the prosperity in everything.
这就是我们今天的信息主要目的。
So that's the purpose of my message.
那首先我们知道到底什么是凡事亨通呢？
So what's the definition of prosperity?
我们一起来读第三节好不好？
So let's read verses 3 together.
预备，请。
He is like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prosper.
好，何谓凡事亨通？简单的说，其实就是拥有一个蒙福的人生。
Prosperity in everything, simply put, you have a blessed life.
所以我们要认识凡事亨通的意义，我们就要来认识什么叫做蒙福的人生。
So to know prosperity, then we need to know what is a blessed life.
基本上有四方面，我们可以看我们自己是不是有一个蒙福的人生。
So there are four aspects we can know.
第一个呢是栽，这个他用一个比喻，就树栽在溪水旁。
First one is like a tree planted by the stream of water.
一棵树能够健康成长，它是需要滋润的。
So the tree needs to grow, it needs nourishment.
那我们想象这棵被栽在溪水旁的树，它可以常年绵绵不绝的得到充分养分的供应。
So it planted along the stream of water, then constantly receiving supply and nutrient.
他不用担心他生命会枯竭。
So not to worry about wither.
哇，这样是一个蒙福的生命，不是吗？
So such a blessed life.
我们都知道，在溪水旁的树最重要的不是这棵树有什么了不起，而是它背后那支撑它、那供应它、使它能够随时得到充足养分的源头。
So it's not just about the tree and the water behind constantly supplied and replenished.
所以我们想象一个属灵蒙福的人也是如此的。
So a blessed person in spirit.
就好像那个栽在圣灵的溪水旁，如同约翰福音十五章那所记载的那个枝子连于葡萄树，可以从这树呢得到一切的养分供应，充足的供应。
Just like planted spiritually, the Holy Spirit gift will provide everything, like the branches depending on the vine.
反之呢，如果这个枝子离开葡萄树，就像溪水旁的树不再有溪水的供应，那它一点功用都没有了。
So just like the branch broke off from the vine, then doesn't have any supply, then lost its function.
所以它的下场只有枯竭而死，甚至枝子还被砍下丢在火里烧了。
So end up withering, chopped down, and burned away.
换一句话说，我们若与主紧紧相连，我们才能够经历人生的祝福，就可以使我们凡事不致缺乏。这就是凡事亨通了。
So we need to be tightly connected to the Lord. That means we will have the blessed light in such way, so that we will have prosperity in everything.
好，第二个呢是按时结果子。
The secondly, bear fruit in season.
果树的目的就是要能够结果子。
Fruit tree is to bear fruit.
那但是呢，它结果子不是任何时候都结果子的，有时候有它该结果绽放的季节，但是也有时候是它该休息隐藏的时刻。
But bear fruit is not all the time in proper season, because the fruit tree needs time to rest.
那说的更清楚一点，就是说我们要能够在正确的时机做正确的事，就是按时后结果子的意思。
That being said, we need to do the right thing at the right time. That means yield fruit in the right season.
我们今天大多数人的挫折不是怀才不遇，而是在错误的时机做正确的事，或在正确的时机做错误的事情，没有 如果能够总是在正确的时机做正确的事，哇，那个就了不起了。
So we all experience frustration, but however you may think, sometimes you do the right thing at the wrong time, or you do the wrong thing at the right time. So we have to do the right thing at the right time. Then you will be prosperous.
许多时候，因为我们在错误的时机做正确的事，白跑一场；但是在正确的时机做错误的事，就造成遗憾。
If you do the wrong thing at the right time, you waste your time. But you do the right thing at the wrong time, then you have regret.
那你想看看，假如你总是都能够在正确的时机做正确的事，哇，那就真的是有一个蒙福的人生，也真的是凡事亨通了。
If you always do the right thing at the right time, you will be prosperous.
第三个是叶子不枯干。
Certainly, whose leaf does not wither.
一个不枯干的叶子说明了这是一个很有生命力的表现。
So not withering means vitality.
我们看一棵树健不健康，常常抽长它的树叶看的。
So we can tell the health of the tree from the leaf.
啊，一个不枯干的树，哇，我们看出它的那种的活力啊。
So we can see the leaf not withering, showing vitality.
我们看一棵果树，它结果子只是一个时期，但是它的叶子却是一直都有的。
So you bear fruit in season, but leaves always there.
尤其在加州的树。你要很少看到这个没有叶子的。
So in California, the leaves is always there on the tree.
那假如叶子在任何时候都不会枯干，无论是在温暖的春天，在寒冷的冬天，在酷热的夏天，在干燥的秋天，都不枯干，哇，这个很了不起哦。
So it's a wonderful thing, leaves that not wither despite the warm spring, cold winter, scorching summer, or dry.Autumn.
事实上我们看见这个比喻间接说明了我们人实在太容易枯干了，不是吗？
So indirectly, human life is so easy to wither.
枯干就象征无力，遭遇挫折，对，面对人世间的无奈不顺心，这就是为什么每一年都有自杀这么多人。
So wither talk about the life is a helpless or the nothing we can doEverything go against us. That's why so many people commit suicide.
叶子不枯干的生命，其实不单是一种蒙福的象征，更是一种生命蒙恩的见证，可以让人家羡慕的。
Leaf does not wither is not only a sign of being blessed, but also a witness of a blessed life.
所以让我们可以看见，我们可以看见一种吸引人，让人家羡慕，这是一种凡事亨通的一种象征。一个随时都能够蒙福的生命。
So I can be envious by others and attract people. So that's a sign for being prosperous and a blessed life.
这也是我们要让人家羡慕的一个叶子不枯干的生命，不是吗？
So we want to have a life just like the leaf does not wither.
那最后一个更重要了。
The lastly, but not the least.
所做的尽都顺利。
So whatever he does, prosper.
那请注意哦，这里不是说人能够做他心想事成般的顺利，因为这不是一种特殊的能力，能够让人随心所欲的完成任何事情。
This is not about a superpower. You can do whatever you want.
假如你能够让每件事真的让你顺利去得逞，那很糟糕的。假如你去抢银行、去作奸犯科，那还得了。
So the superpower is no good. You can use it to rob the bank or commit crime.
假设你看到一个人，一个异性你很喜欢，哦，你就尽都是让他来爱上我哈。假设你看到别人很有钱，把他的口袋的钱就变到我的口袋，哦，尽都顺利，那还得了。
So you can force a beautiful woman to love you, and you can take the money from others at will.
所以这里强调的尽都顺利，乃是说这个人所做的事之后所带来的昌盛祝福，也就是说，当每件事情他照的神的心意顺利成就，就能够达到那个最美好的果效。其根本的原因，就是因为有神同在的祝福。
Because of God's presence, whatever he does, eventually will bring prosperity.
例如，圣经告诉我们约瑟的故事。圣经说他这个人做事凡事尽都顺利。
So the story of Joseph said whatever he did, he was successful.
但是这不是说约瑟他有什么多幸运、多了不起。以世人的眼光来讲，他根本是 不但是不顺利，反而是倒霉。
But according to us, his life is suffering a lot.
因为他一生充满苦难，但是呢，最后神使约瑟所办的事尽都顺利，而且到了一个地步，不是说他有那种无所不能的那种的超能力，而是呢，他让其他的人都看出来他是有神的同在。
Despite his suffering, so whatever he did, he was successful. Eventually, the people around him understood he had the presence of the God.
所以换一句话说，所做的尽都顺利的，并不是一种特异功能，可以达到你贪婪自私的目的，而是凡事皆能够按着神的计划去成就它最大的意义跟结果。
So prosperity in everything doesn't mean you have selfish superpower, but do everything according to God's will.
但这个前提。 就是要让人能够看出你是有神同在所带出的大能。
So the premise is let people around you see the presence of God with you.
因此当你能够让别人看出你能够随时经历神的同在，并且按着神的心意去完成每件事情，这就是亨通蒙福的人生了。
So people understand you have the presence of the Lord and you're doing things according to the will. That's why you're prosperous.
所以我们刚刚看见这四个这个定义，这样的一个意义，就是凡事亨通了。So
achieve those four aspects, then we can be prosperous in everything.
那至于我们要怎么样来得到凡事亨通呢？
So how can we be prosperous in everything?
也就是我们如何怎么样才能够经历凡事亨通，才能够拥有这样蒙福的人生呢？
That being said, how can we have a blessed life?
同样的，也有四方面我们要一起来学习。
In the same token, we have four ways.
第一个是离弃罪恶。
So number one, stay away from sins.
我们一起来读第一节，好不好？第一节。
So that's where verses one.
北情,
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
好，这里讲到恶人、罪人、亵慢人，都是同样人。
So wicked, sinner, mocker, they're all the same.
他们所想的这个计谋，所走的道路，所持的态度，都是神所不喜悦的。
Their scheme, their way, their attitude, all displeasing to God.
虽然神爱世人，但是神却恨恶罪恶。
God loves the sinner but hates the sin.
换一句话说，罪就是拦阻我们凡事亨通的主要原因。
So since it's a major obstacle to prosperity.
所以当你祷告的时候，神都不再理你，那你说你怎么亨通？你怎么蒙福呢？
When God no longer listens to your prayer, how can you be prosperous?
诗篇66篇这样说。
So Psalm 66, verses 18.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together. If I have cherished sin, am I ill? The Lord would not have listened.
好，如果你要经历凡事亨通，你就必须要勇敢的来对付你里面的罪，而不是将它隐藏起来，假装没事。
So you need to face up to your sin. You don't hide it. Like nothing happened.
箴言28章13节也这样说，你若要亨通。 你要怎么样？我们一起来读。
So Proverbs 28 verses 13.
预备，请。
Whatever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy.
连续。OK，好。那第二个方法，这个如何能够有蒙福的人生呢？第二个是要渴慕真道。
So secondly, eager to know the truth.
我们一起来读第二节好吗？预备，请。
But who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night?
认为有福，好，要意识到神话语的宝贵，我们才能够如露切慕溪水般的渴慕他，就好像品尝那种上等美酒，可以回味无穷，就如同昼夜思想。
So we really think God's words is precious and thirsty for it as deer pants for the water, just like tasting a fine wine or a good tea, the aftertaste can last forever.
但昼夜思想的意思呢，并不是说要我们光是这个早上、晚上、日夜不停的思想上帝的话啊，圣经，然后呢废寝忘食，甚至忽略社会责任，成为宗教狂热分子，不是那个意思。
So meditate day and night doesn't mean you don't eat, you don't sleep, neglect your social responsibility, turn into a religious fanatics.
乃是要经常以圣经教导的这个真理 来自我提醒。
So constantly remind yourself about the teaching and truths in the Bible.
我们要花时间去领悟，去消化，让上帝的话作为我们脚前的灯和路上的光，来指引我们每天的道路，来照亮我们人生的方向。
Spend time to meditate and digest. Let God's word to be the lamp to our feet and light to our paths, to be the guidance in our life.
也就是说，昼夜思想呢，就是渴慕真道。这不但是说明我们对神的话语要有充分而且浓厚的兴趣，并且要接受神的诫命教导，来成为我们生命中最宝贵最重要的事。
So meditate day and night, that's really thirst for the truth, and we really have genuine interest in God's word. Let his teaching become the most precious, most important thing in our life.
即使在艰难困苦忧伤的情况当中，我们仍然不放弃信靠神，这样才能够经历蒙福，得到凡事亨通。
Through suffering, poverty, and sorrow, we still keep to our faith. Then we can experience the blessing.
所以，正如《生命记》29章第9节所说，我们一起来读好不好？
就是在 Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 9.
预备，请。
Carefully follow the terms of the covenant, so that you may prosper in everything you do.
同样的，在耶稣雅记第一章第八节也是同样这样说。
Same thing in Joshua chapter 1, verses 8. Let's read together. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
好，第三个要怎么样？凡事亨通，拥有蒙福的人生呢？我们要通过考验。
The third way is to pass the test.
好，接下来第四节跟第五节怎么说？我们一起来读。
So let's read verses 4 and 5.
请。
Not so the wicked; they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the assembly of the righteous.
罪人在义人的会中也是如此。好，所以讲到说，恶人如同糠皮。糠皮是什么
？So wicked like chaff. What is chaff?
就是草木和解。
So it's something you don't need.
这说明说他们的结局是通不过考验的。
That means at the end they will not pass the test.
在哥林多前书三章十二到十四节，在讲到我们经营这个有贵重贵这个人家当中，我们建造有用金银宝石的，但是也用草木和解的。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14. So we build like a silver or gold, and some just like wheat.
那这些草不和解呢，就是糠皮啊。
So the wheat is just like chaff.
那风一吹就没了。
So blow away by wind.
根本没有一些没有根基的，没有基础的。
So no substance.
那通不过考验的。
So they cannot pass the test.
那圣经当中讲到说，义人可以通过考验。
But righteous will pass the test.
而不是像这个糠皮被风吹散。
Not like chaff.
的重点是在哪里？不是他多么会建造的，而是出于神的怜悯而拯救的。
And because God's mercies and salvation.
所以我们不要以为说我们只要快快乐乐每一周，今年是这个2017年的第一个主日啊，我开始谨守每一个礼拜一定一次都不要落过哈，我都要来啊，我将来就一定上天堂的。
So if you don't think if you showed up every Sunday in church, you will go to heaven.
只要你认为说我捐很多的钱，那我将来肯定上帝看着我这个支票本，看着我这个拿来今天会领到这个我去年的奉献收据的这个账目，哦，上帝看了这个钱啊，看到我做的不好啊啊啊，那么多钱算了啊，让我去，不是这样子的。
So not because you tithe a lot and God will take you in.
我们将来要根据我们在世上所行的一切，面对白色大审宝座的审判。
So everybody will face the final judgment based on what we did in earth.
那这个时刻呢，我们得救与否，就决定在于我们能否通过考验。
At that moment, whether we save or not, that decides whether we can pass the test.
那我们是怎么样通过考验的呢？那个考验不是说我们做了什么事情。
So not because what we have done.
那个考验乃是神为我们做了什么事情。
But what has God done for us?
而我们有没有回应主为我们所做的、所做出的努力
？And have we responded?
假如我们没有十分的确据，你觉得做不好啊？我过去做不好啊，不要担心的，因为神知道你，神怜悯你，神给你怜悯与慈爱。
You are not 100% sure you have done enough in the past. Don't worry, because God is loving and merciful.
神乐意来拯救我们，只要我们愿意向他认罪悔改，祈求赦免，再次给我们机会，神就可以给我们一个新生命。
God is willing to save us. As long as we repent, ask for forgiveness, He will give us second chance, give us new life.
就像今天早上领诗他所说的，如果有人在基督里，怎么样？
So if you're in Christ,
他就是新造的人，就是
一个新的。So everything is new.
所以神就会给我们新生命，赏赐福气，使我们亨通。
So God will give us new life, give us blessing, and we'll be prosperous.
我们可以大胆的向他这样求。
So we can boldly come to Him and ask.
诗篇118:25就是这样。
So Psalm 118:25.
预备，请。
Lord save us. Lord grant us success.
耶和华，求你使我们亨通。换一句话说，真正的亨通蒙福，乃是我们能够坚持到底，能够通过考验，有得救的确据。
So the real prosperity and blessing, because we persevere, pass the test, and blessed assurance.
好，最后一个乃是我们要谨慎所行。
So lastly, be discreet.
好，第六节，最后一节，我们一起来读，好吧。
So verses 6, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
义人的道路跟恶人的道路为什么有两个差别呢？
So what's the difference between the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked?
义人的道路乃是因为他们能够谨慎所行，在危机四伏、恶人当道、充满败坏诱惑的这个社会当中，他们能够持守真理，能够坚持走讨神喜悦的道路，这就是义人的。
The righteous are discreet despite the dangers, despite the wicked in chargeDespite the temptation, they held on to the truth.
也正因为他们遵行神的道，能够遵守遵行神的道，能够遵守神的道，才是蒙福的根源。
They follow God's way. That's the origin of the blessing.
那大卫呢？他知道这样的一个道理，所以他在最后临终前，把他的儿子叫来，要接续王位的儿子叫来。特别特别的嘱咐他一个最重要的最重要的事情，我相信这样的一个叮咛，这样的一个嘱咐，对我们也一样同样的受益。
So David on his deathbed called his son to give it the most important instruction.
我们来看看，我们来读看看，到底他交代了什么事情呢
？So what has it mentioned to?
好，我们一起来读《列王记上》2-3节，预备，请。
When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son, I am about to go the way of all the earth. He said, So be strong, show yourself a man, and observe the Lord your God requires. Walk in his way and keep his decrees and commands, his law and requirements, as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go.
他说，这样你无论你做什么事，无论你做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通啊。
So you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go.
哇，这好不好
？So is that wonderful?
我们都知道大卫他并不是一个十全十美的人。
So David is not perfect.
但是的神却让他经历亨通。
But he experienced prosperity.
他虽然曾经犯罪，他曾经跌倒，但是他一直都是谨慎所行。
So he committed mistake. He failed.But he was discreet.
尤其在他悔改之后，他更是如此谨慎，在每件事上。
Especially after he repented, he continued to be discreet.
因此，倘若你曾经失败过，你不要担心神不再祝福你。
If you fail, don't worry that God no longer bless you.
你也不要以为说你就不会再有亨通的人生了。
You cannot have prosperity.
神会继续施恩赐福，因为耶和华他知道啊，这个知道义人的道路，那个知道的原文是认识，他了解，他明白你的光景，他明白你。
God will continue to bless you and give you mercy because he understand, he realized the weight of the righteous.
那就算你偶尔会软弱跌倒，但是神更能够体恤，能够理解，能够接纳，使你重新再来。
If you sometimes felt or be weak, he knew and he will accept you.
因此你要谨慎所行，你不要再故意犯罪，滥用糟蹋神的恩典，将主重定十字架来羞辱耶稣。
So be discreet, don't sin on purpose, and abuse God's mercy, then means you put Christ to the cross again and put shame to him.
Yeah, 所以我们的结论就是，凡事亨通其实并不是比登天还难的。
So in summary, prosperity in everything is not that difficult.
因为凡事亨通就是拥有一个蒙福的人生。
It means a blessed life.
我相信这是我们每一个人的心愿跟期待。
I think everybody wants that and expect that.
但是不要忘记了，拥有人荣福的人生的目的不是一种选择，这是神对我们每一个人的期待，而是他的目的呢，不是让我们与众不同觉得说我们高高在上。目的乃是要为着我们的使命能够成就而存在的。
But remember, the prosperity not means we're different, but for us to achieve his command for us.
换句话说，我们当年我们问你说，你愿不愿意凡事亨通？这不是一个选择性这是神要你要凡事亨通神对你的期待
So be prosperous is not your choice, it's God's expectation.
那再问你愿不愿意
is that whether you're willing or not?
你会想我就这样活了。
Or you can say, I just live the way I want it.
你知道耶稣大老远来到这个世界上，他说他来是叫人，叫你得生命，并且得的怎么样？更丰盛是要让你有更蒙福的人生，不是吗？
So Jesus came to us to give us life, gave life abundantly.
今天你也是为这个使命而存在的。
So you live for this mission.
我之所以接受挑战来这个教会，成为你们牧师，很多人以为说，哎呀，你是不是很多人不是你们来，有些人觉得说我有很多的选择，但是为什么来？是不是我傻瓜被你们骗了？
So the reason I accept the challenge come to be your pastor is not doped by the search committee.
其实呢，有一件小插曲我没有讲我趁这个机会。来告诉你们，也决定了我，也关系了我这个重要决定。
So I want to share a trivia about my decision, why I made this decision.
之前我在中西部担任全时间担任中西部联会主席，负责四个州，将近五十个华人教会。
So before I was full-time the chairman of for Midwest Chinese Church, in charge of 50 Chinese church in four states.
那其中大概三分之一，他们没有牧师。
Among those one third do not have pastor.
那所以他们有许多的问题需要帮助。
So they need many helps in many areas.
其实如果说我要找一个教会牧会来讲，我随便找个这个教会，因为三分之一也十几个教会，我随便选一个都，我想当做职业来讲没有问题的。
So it will be easy for me to pick any of the church to be their pastor.
而且还是任我选可能他的薪水福利条件特好的那我们一般找工作不就是这样子吗
？So just like searching for a job, probably I can pick my salary and a benefit package.
不过你们也可以理解，因为作为一个主席，你要有超然的态度。你既然去帮助人，你就不能够想到自己的好处。所以我想你们也能够理解为什么我不去担任这个任何一个教会的牧师。
So as a chairman, I should have ulterior motives, so I cannot be partial to any of the church. That's why I decided not to take any of the church.
其中有一个教会，他们花了八年的时间，一直在积极的寻找牧师。这八年呢，都陆续有人来应征，但是都没有得到全教会的会众的共识。
So one of the church spent 8 years actually searching for a church. They always have candidates, but no one had unanimous decision.
不过前不久。太好了，他们终于找到全会众都同意的这个非常条件非常非常优秀的一个牧师，为了盼望他们来，甚至这个教会呢做了一个历史以来没有做过，就是给他们给最高的薪水。
Not too long ago, finally, there's a candidate received unanimous decision from the congregation. They provide the highest ever salary from this church.
给最好的福利。
And a wonderful benefit package.
他们想说，希望这个牧师能够来接受我们这样的一个诚意希望能够来。
So they hope the church would, the pastor will accept the offer.
结果呢，最后这个牧师没有来了。
Eventually, this pastor turned the church down.
那原因是他要到一个另一个更需要他的教会去。
The reason he went decided to go to another church needed him more.
他们认为这个教会呢。没有另外教会更需要，因为那个教会呢，听说是更小，而且薪水更少。
With lower salary and a smaller church.
他认为说那个教会更需要他。
But he thought that church needed him
那作为这个教会，当然神受伤啊，因为好不容易大家这个好像谈恋爱，谈到最后聘金都拿出来了，结果人家不嫁给你啊，真是难过了。所以我的工作就是去，当然去安慰他们啊，鼓励他们啊，告诉他们去调解啊，去帮他们疗伤啊，劝他们说要祝福这个不来的教会啊，而且要接纳其他可能来的教会牧师，是不是？
So this church feels so frustrated, like the proposal got turned down. So my job is to mitigate.
但是在这个过程当中，我一直在思考一件事情。
So during that process, I was thinking as well.
这位牧师我不认识，但是呢，他愿意这样放下身段去更需要他的这地方，给我一个很大的冲击。
I didn't know this pastor, but he lowered his position, decided to go to the place that really needed him.
我说这个故事的目的。不要误会，不是给你们任何的暗示哈，乃是说明一件事情：我们每一个人来到这个教会，其实都有一个奇特的故事。
The purpose of my story that everybody came here has a special meaning.
说穿了，就是为了要完成上帝神圣的计划。
To achieve God's holy plan.
你看，上帝把我们很奇妙的摆在一起，并且让我们在这当中有份，
so、
就是可能。要成就一生我们一生当中最有价值的事情。
So God bring everyone here to achieve the most valuable things in our life.
所以有人笑我傻瓜，我告诉你，我们在这个教会有一群人比我还傻瓜。
So maybe dumb. I think someone in our church even dumber.
你看他们愿意常每个礼拜克服这种路途遥远，甘愿每个礼拜开这么远的车来这里服事。
So some drove a long way every week to serve here.
还有人呢，虽然我们当中看到这个当中我们年纪，他们是中老年的年纪，但是呢，他们却用年轻人的体力啊，在这里任劳任怨，每一个礼拜在这里服侍，
是傻瓜吗？ So some advance in year, but serve with youthful exuberance, serve here every week.
有些人呢，他们居然一句华语都不会啊，也听不懂。但是坚持每个礼拜来这里敬拜神，来服侍人，你说这些不是傻瓜吗
？Some don't understand Mandarin at all, but insist on worship here and serve. Is that dumb?
你说有一群人居然为了维持教会这么大的开销，他们不单是遵守圣经教导的这个起码的十分之一奉献，甚至呢，他们呢把甘心把20%、20%甚至30%，他的收入全部都献上了。你说这不是傻瓜吗
？Sometimes more than 10% for church expense, like 20-30% of the income.
有太多太多感人的故事，我想在我们这个教会发生，我们都看在眼里。但是问题是，为什么我们的教会还是不能够兴旺，不能亨通呢
？There are so many wonderful things happening in our church, but why our church not be more prosperous？
我相信有一件事情，就是我们没有全部的人都起来承担责任。
Because not everyone in our church come and take their responsibility.
我们很容易的谦让，让这些劳苦功高的工程们去做一些事情，教会主要的事情。
So some like to sit back and let others to serve.
直到他们做到最后一刻做不了了，啊，不能再做了，啊，goodbye 了。我们就在祷告说：“上帝，你在感动人，继续来，继续做。”
Until they burn out, then we pray for more people to take up the ministry.
你说再这样光景再这样下去，教会能够复兴，能够亨通吗
？If the situation continue, can we be prosperous?
刚才我们也问过，我们每一个人的心愿都希望我们的教会未来能够更蒙福、更亨通。但是前提是什么？前提是我们每一个人要先蒙福、先亨通。教会自然而然就蒙福亨通了，是不是
？So we want the new year the church can be prosperous, but everyone has to be prosperous and be blessed. Then the church will be prosperous and be blessed.
所以我要讲的是，我们要更积极的来思考我们当尽的本分。我们有真正与主相连结吗？我们有按时候结果子吗？我们有真正明白神的心意？我们有一直在讨神喜悦、行讨神喜悦的事吗？我们有随时经历神的同在吗？
So we should actively reflecting about yourself. Do you really connect it to the Lord? Do you bear fruits in time? Do you know God's will? Are you pleasing to God? Do you experience God's presence?
假如你都不愿意成为一个蒙福的人，我想谁都没有办法改变你。
So if you don't want to be a blessed person, nothing can be done.
你也不可能去改变教会。
So you cannot change the church.
所以因此在新的一年，让我们每一个人都预备好自己，勇于接受挑战，承担责任，而不要迟疑、冷漠或无动于衷，否则我们将来就是遗憾，无法对主交账。
So with the new year, we should prepare ourselves, courageously facing the challenge, take up the responsibility, don't hesitate or be indifferent, otherwise you may regret, cannot face the Lord in the end.
我们不要把说教会要复兴想得很难啊。
So it's not difficult to revive the church.
我们说教会要成长、要复兴、要甚至人数要翻倍，我告诉你，这不是很难的事情。
So it's not that difficult to double the congregation.
如果我们希望我们教会在今年一个定一个目标，说我们要一百人。
So the New Year resolution, we want the church to grow to more than 100.
其实只要我们每一个人平均带一个人来，就有了，是不是？
So if everyone bring another person into our church, then the goal can be done.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
每一个人平均只要带一个而已啊，我们就有一百人了，就超过一百人了。
So just bring.
有这么难吗？
So is that difficult to be 100?
那我们在想，如果假设一年当中你连一个朋友都邀请不到，那可能是你的问题哦。
So if you cannot invite single friend in a year, then you got a problem.
你看，一个蒙福亨通的人，身边总会吸引很多朋友的。
A prosperous person, a blessed person can attract many friends.
哇，因为他们看到你的生命觉得与众不同，他们会羡慕的。
Because they are envious of your life.
你想看看当年带领你信主的人，
remember,
你会不会恨死他，害你成为基督徒？
Remember the one who bring you to Christ.
我相信
Do you hate him?
你跟我一样会一辈子感激他，因为他成为你生命的祝福。
You will be just like me, thank him for the rest of your life because he or she is your blessing.
那我要请问你，你是否也愿意成为别人的祝福呢？
Are you willing to become others' blessing?
盼望我今天的信息，我要让我们每一位都充满信心，来迎接一个凡事亨通的一个挑战，让我们也拥有一个蒙福的人生，让别人来羡慕。
So through today's message, I want to give you faith to accept the challenge.To become a blessed person.
不但你自己蒙福，而且你也可以成为别人的祝福，好不好？
Not only receive blessing yourself, but yourself become blessing of others.
我们的目标，一人带一零一零，一人领一人，我们就可以破百了，就可以教会就可以复兴了。
Just invite one person in this year, then we can be more than 100.
好好的预备自己，让我们成为别人的祝福。愿神使用我们，借我。赐恩福，好不好？
Prepare ourselves, may God use us to be the blessing of others.
让我们一起起立，我们来唱这首歌来回应。
So let's all rise and sing the response, sing.
在城市生命崎岖道路中，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步，快把真光照亮，是忧伤这边快